This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Dun, da, da, dun! This will allow you to work with him. Dun, da-da-da! We should be hanging on the edge of our seats to get such a message. This then, verse 5, is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that, dun, da-da-da, God is light. God is light.
Amen.
Just so we get it. And in him is no darkness at all. Glory to God. Relationship with God. Work with him in prayer. Work with him in the word. You think it would have been simple for the church. But we didn't get that message. So what Dr. Cherry was talking about, was hard for him to know whether to go in and get the people well. Perhaps God was the one teaching the lesson. And they're dying of cancer. See, we didn't get the message. He didn't get the message. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And even sometimes from our pulpits, we would preach about the darkness of God. And so it was difficult for us to work with him and difficult to pray. And even sometimes now, when you've heard the message and you've been taught it for years, there'll be still a little dark speck back in there that was put there long ago, hard for you to get rid of, because darkness was associated with God. But I tell you, there's coming to people who are going to get this message. They're going to realize and enjoy partnership with Jehovah God. Now, that's good so far. But let's go down to verse 7. Here's something we're going to move into in these last hours. Oh, I'm waiting for it. I'm crying for it. I'm believing for it. We're going to have it. I don't think we've really had it yet. But in verse 7 he says to us, if we walk in the light, who is light? God. We just learned that back up 2 verses ago. If we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, the one who came and we saw, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, there's another fellowship we're going to know. A fellowship, a working relationship as partners and partakers. And I tell you, glory to God, we're not going to know it long, because when we know it, we're going to get our work done so fast this world can't hold us. But the Bible, there's lots of things in the Bible we haven't walked in yet. But they're there because we're going to. He says to us here, if we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship as partners and partakers, one with another.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all
sin.
We're going to know this fellowship before we leave. It will come to us as we walk in the light, as He is in the light. Now that would have been a tall order if God had said to us. I would have thought it was a tall order if God said to us, now you walk in the light as Kenneth Hagin walks in the light. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate. You know, I'm prejudiced. I just admit it. You walk in the light, Billy Brim, as Kenneth Hagin walks in the light. I would have said, well, God, is that fair? My goodness, this is his 50th year of ministry. You surely don't expect me to walk in the light as he is in the light, do you, God? Or what if he'd said to you, you walk in the light as Pastor Osteen walks in the light. You might have said, well, that's a tall order. I just got saved here last Sunday morning, God. Or maybe this morning when 52 came in. What if he had said to us, you walk in the light as Apostle Paul walks in the light. Been high, huh? But he didn't say that. He said, you walk in the light as he is in the light. Jesus is now in the light. Then you will know the working relationship with God and with each other in the body of Christ. He didn't hang this out there like you hang a carrot in front of the nose of a donkey to tantalize us. He said it because we can do it. And I tell you, old Chuck Gerard's song that he sang at the first, that's really the message of this message. If I don't get through, it won't hurt. Just go hear the song. But there is coming in this day and in this hour a people who will determine to walk in the light as he is in the light and work with God and his eternal purposes. You see, God's been working things out from the beginning, right from the beginning. And he always said to man, in every time that a man was on this earth, this is your earth walk, but other men have had other earth walks. He walked with Adam, we know that, the Bible says, in the cool of the day. In Genesis 17:1, he told Abraham, you walk before me. To all the men of the Old Testament, Micah 6:8, this is what expected of them in the Old Testament. Let's turn there to the book of Micah just to see how he has always said, walk with God. Walk with what God is doing in your day. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. This is the old covenant man. This was what God showed him to do. Micah 6, 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. In every age, all through the Word of God, each man who lived on the earth was expected to walk with God in what God was doing in that day. The first man was expected to do that. Let's turn back to Genesis and see how he was expected to do that. Genesis chapter 3. Don't send me a new Bible. I have one, but I just don't have the nerve to start using it when I preach. Genesis chapter 3. Going to take a look here at the first man and how God expected him to walk with him. And God did walk with him, and he walked with God for a while. Walked with God, working with him. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. This was after the fall, so we know that it was over. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence, but we do see that the walk was there. Now, I used to wonder, why did God do that? Why did he do that? Why did God wait till the cool of the day? Did it get hot in the Garden of Eden like it gets hot in Oklahoma? 30 days plus 110 straight in a row? Did God have skin that it bothered him in the hot part of the day? Why did he wait till the cool of the day? And I wondered and wondered about that until one day I got so wise in my Bible study that I noticed the little letter above the word cool. hopped clear over to the middle center reference column. And there I am told in this Bible that the Hebrew word there is the word for wind, ruach, which is the word always translated in both the Old Testament and the New. It's the literal word for wind. We translate as ruach as spirit, and in the New, pneuma as spirit. So I saw when I was reading this that Adam was expected to walk with God in the spirit and the move of the spirit in his day. When he fell to the realm of the intellect. And so he did not walk as he should have walked with God. There was an Old Testament man who did walk with God correctly. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch, he did it right. He walked with God. That's really all you have to do. He walked with God. And this is what happened to him. He was not, for God took him. When you walk with God, God will share his plans for the day with you. Enoch did so and knew to name his son Methuselah. Methuselah means literally, at his death, judgment will come. Or at his death, the flood will come. The flood came at the death of Methuselah. Enoch knew what to name his son, and the name of his son was a witness to the people of the coming judgment. Who lived longer than any other man on earth? Methuselah. What does that speak to us of? The mercy of God. He put off judgment. He put off judgment. He put off judgment. But there came a day when it came. Enoch, his father, so walked with God that he knew to name his son Methuselah. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God. Now what was the message Jesus left us that will allow us to fellowship with God? God is light. So we could say Enoch walked with God, or Enoch walked with the light, and he was not, for the light took him. It will be said of the church, when we've moved into this fellowship, we will know shortly before we leave this earth, the church walked with God in the light, and the church was not, for the light took the church. We're not going out of here dark, defeated, but the glorious church filled with the glory of the Lord.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.